I have less than 10 episodes to go. And I tell you something, I don't know what's getting harder, my morning workouts or coming up with topics to talk about. Well, we'll say this, though. I am a podcasting fool today. This morning, before my workout, I compiled my second video episode for Happy Hour from the Tower. I'm currently uploading it and did my exercise, and now I'm here. And I'll be getting this online as soon as I finish the recording, right? One take. As far as the writerly topics, remember, if you want to get a 10 minute take on something, by all means, go ahead and reach out to me in the last days of the dog days of podcasting, 703-791-1701, or drop me an email at t@tmorris.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks, everybody, though, up to this point. There's been a lot of terrific feedback on Twitter, on Facebook, and I do appreciate it. It's been I'm not done yet, but it's been a ride, man. It's been a ride. So this topic, I think, stems a bit from that evening with Neil Gaiman I was talking about a couple of episodes back. I did mention that this summer, and if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, you would have seen it. There was an event at the Wolf Trap Farm Park, and it was the Wolf Trap Performing Arts Center. Link in the show notes from that episode. And in that episode, before I forget, the magic of one take, right? Yeah, big shout out to the Writing Excuses podcast. Wanted to say thank you very much for making Operation Endgame and the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences the featured read of episode, and I'm going to pull that up on Twitter right now and tell you which episode it is. And that, of course, is when Twitter, that's when Twitter takes its time to load up. Looks like it's episode 34 of season 12. I believe that's it. Well, I'll put the link in the show notes, but Writing Excuses highlighted the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences, making us the featured read and or book of the week. So thanks a lot, guys. Now going back to this, evening with Neil Gaiman. So Neil Gaiman came out. It was just him and a podium, and that's it. Oh, and a stack of index cards, and I think he might have gotten, maybe 10, maybe 20 questions out. But there was at least 600 there. And the other thing that it featured, which was really exciting for our daughter, Serena, was readings. He did two readings. He did a reading from the script of Good Omens, of a scene that got cut. And if this was what got cut, I can't wait to see what gets produced. And the other thing he read from was Norse mythology, which Serena insisted that we buy afterwards. And here's why. Not just the retelling of Norse mythology, and not just I don't want to say lyric, but Gaiman was able to take this ancient text and this ancient story and really make it shine, make it accessible. That's a great word, accessible. But Gaiman also did the reading from it. And the cool thing about watching him read, both the cut scene from Good Omens and this passage from Norse mythology, was that he was having a blast reading it. And this is his own work. I've watched authors at conventions and at readings, and you would think that doing a reading from their own material was like pulling teeth. And I've never understood that mentality. If you're giving a reading, I think it is more than okay to enjoy yourself. I think it's more than okay if you truly, genuinely have fun reading something that you've written. It sounds self-indulgent, I admit, and I think there's a there's a sense of false modesty when you hear authors say, well, I hate reading my own stuff. And when they say it publicly, I find that even worse, because when you say to an audience, I hate reading my own stuff, you've just given the worst endorsement for your own work. You should really, no, I don't think you should say, I love reading my own stuff. No, I'm not saying that, but I am saying you should enjoy it. I am saying you should have fun. I am saying that there should be moments when you're writing and you get a scene right, whether it's a description, whether it's an action sequence, or whether it's a back and forth dialogue scene. I think it's more than okay to lean back and go, I got that right. That's good. I got that right. Doesn't mean it's going to make it to the end. Doesn't mean it's going to not get edited within an inch of its life. But the ability to enjoy your own work, I think, is a key to success, especially in writing and publishing. Because you are your best salesman. We're not all going to get lucky and get high-end marketing plans with our titles. That doesn't always happen, and it's something that a lot of new authors think is just going to happen straight away. Sometimes it does. There are a lucky select few that get a large amount of marketing bank thrown at them. The majority of us do not. So it falls on you to advertise your own work. And I know I have plans. I know that with there's a novella that I wrote set in the Destiny universe, and I want to podcast it on Happy Hour from the Tower for funsies. You know, I want to do that. Does not necessarily mean that it does not necessarily mean that I'm embarrassed by this work of what many call fan fiction, and technically it is fan fiction. But you know what, I'm proud of said fan fiction, and I want to share it. And if I have a chance to, if I have an opportunity to have some fun with it and read it, then yeah, I'm gonna do that, because I stand by that work. Your voice, the voice you give your characters when you do readings and things like that, it's a representation of what you've written. And if you're not having fun reading it, how can you expect anyone to have fun sitting down and curling up with that book? Now, that also means that if you're not used to, and I had a back and forth with somebody about this at the Nebula convention. If you're having a tough time getting up in front of people and presenting, get over that fear, period. You may have to work with people. You may have to work a little harder to get over that fear. You can still have, I get afraid every time before an appearance. I get the heart rate goes up, my pulse rate goes up. That's normal. I mean, that's a normal reaction, I think. It even happened when I was an actor. But you need to get over that fear, and you've got to learn how to present. And also, you gotta allow yourself to have fun with your work. Don't wallow in how awesome your work is. That's when people get a little hinky about it. But if you're enjoying yourself when you write, when you're enjoying yourself when you're telling a story, when you're enjoying yourself when you're giving a presentation, the audience will come with you. Your audience will have a good time. As I like to say, they will enjoy the ride with you. Welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.